like this. So we left with three questions yesterday. One question was that Rashi in explaining the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara said Kasha, Edemayata, we should say, Machah Shalom Bafana Havi Machah. So Rashi explains because the Machah is Daime to the Ada, because the Ada is to warn the Baal Hashor to watch his animal, and the Machah is to warn the person to keep half his star. So we were bothered. The guys were bothered, and I think I admitted that they were probably right, that according to Hokei Usha, we don't have anything pashtus. We never mentioned the word about watching the star. The whole reason for the macha is that you shouldn't be a chutzlik shatchen, or that's in Taifis's first shot in Taifis's second shot. It's a milsa b'lo taima, but it's also pashtus. The normal thing is for a purpose to protest, and three, not protesting, but nothing to do with the guy's star. It's nothing to do with the guy's having to watch his star. So it's the Hokeyusha, it's a magical number of three. There's no watching the star, it's not three. Hokeyusha three times. There's no three times you should, you know, I don't know what would be three times. You were warned three times. I don't know. So we that was one problem we did not know. Where does Rashi get within Hokei Usha to bring in the shtar?
I mean, and Rebbe, also that's Rabbana.
What's Rabbana?
I mean, that's Rabbana Shita watching the shtar. That's Rabba later on.
Yeah, that's Rabba. Right. Okay, right.
It's just very difficult to understand why they would put that into Hokei Usha, according to Rashi.
Right. Right. In other words, it's not, according to Hokei Usha, that's not really what the reason for your Chiyuv Macha is. Yeah. Okay, that was the first problem. Second problem we had is that we noticed that there's a Machlekes Rashi in Taisus and the Gemara's answer. The Gemara answers that by Shor HaMoed, the reason why you need the Befanav is because there's a Pasek, it quotes a Pasek. Hasam, who was the Bainav Siv. But here, it's a Svara that you don't need it because Chavra Chavra Hissei. No, but over there, a Pashit, but the problem is, but over there also you have Chavra Chavra Hissei. So, Gupa, you see from the Torah, we don't know the Chavra Chavra Hissei. So, Rashi says an answer that there's some kind of Svara why over there we wouldn't rely on Chavra Chavra Hissei, because since the purpose is to be Mechayev of you, so we want to give you a chance to defend yourself. Over here, it's just, you know, to tell the guy to watch your star, so the Chavra is say he's good enough. Taisus in just says that over there by his exeris akosif, the care. Really, the Chavra is say is a good svara. It's a good svara everywhere. And it'd be a good logically, Chavra the Chavra is say is a good svara by who would be by them. But the Torah says not so. Okay, so Xeris HaKosev. So the Xeris HaKosev is limited where it's Xeris HaKosev. We really should be telling this inside, but we spoke it out. So let's continue here. So we asked the question, it seems like a Yisaitistic and Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Certain Machlekes seem more Yisaitistic than others, or, you know, they're not just like means that they don't seem to be. It's not like totally on some mashmo. In other words, it seems like Rashi is not ready to go with the concept of Xeris HaKosev, and Taisus is. So we want to explain a little bit more that Machlekes. What is that totally on? Okay, we'll get back to that. And then we had a third question of Ekvetchik Asha. Excuse me. And why does Rashi bother to go ahead and to repeat over in the answer the Gemara's Kasha? In other words, the Gemara's kasha was, he should say, since we're learning out Shoshana Shoshana Gichas, so just like there, you need the fun of here also. So Rashi in the answer says, Nehi de Gamina Shoshana Shoshana Gichas. So that's all extra. That's just, in a sense, repeating over the question. Even though we learn out, then I'll tell you exactly what the limud. And for the 45th time, I'll repeat it because this is very hocheusha. But not, and therefore, logically, you shouldn't even be the same. But still, they're different. You know, this was the Gemara's kasha. So Rashi, sorry, Rashi is speaking much too much. It's not the derech of Rashi to repeat over the Gemara's question in the answer. That's even Tosis doesn't usually do that. You know, that's extra words. Yeah, I know what the question. It just goes straight to the answer. Okay, so let us skip.
Rabbi, I just want to say in terms of the first kasha, the rates farm bring down that the Shita Mikubetzis brings the Ron down to ask that, explains and asks that same kasha on Rashi and answers for Rashi.
Yeah, what is the answer?
The I can tell you the line. The line is, it says Lav Kushi then he bechazaka loyka kasalka daita na hu time and the mishar muhu the gamriden al kacha mehash denami svirlon the mecha ena el kadeshi is dar bishtarei. That's the wrong. I don't say my own Torah. I'm saying on what how the Ron's answering.
It sounds like the Ramban on Rabbanon. Ramban, Machlokas Ramban in the Ktzos there. That sounds just like the Ramban.
He's saying ultimately we don't know the Svara, but Lamaisa, it's for Zarish Tari. And if it's not, it's for Chazkasa. That's what Rashi's bringing it down. I'm not sure exactly.
In the Shita you read?
This is the Shita Devi Masla Elot on the Daf Chav Chesam Beis.
Okay, you know, a little bit it sounds like what I was saying, but the Shoramu is why don't you protest three times? But why would a person protest? That's because he knows that by protesting he creates a raya, which will be Israel Cheskase. It sounds like, but no, we didn't like it yesterday, but that's what he sounds like he's saying, that the purpose of protest, there's a human nature to protest, but why is there human nature to protest?
Everybody's reading
because the Macha is Kadesh, he's Harbishtaro. The reason why I'm Mecha is so that you'll watch your star, because now that you don't watch your star, the Kol Shemicha below Nisnabishtaro, Israel Cheskase, that's going to be a raya against you. So I protest so that I should have an Israel Cheskase against you. Okay, anyway, I don't know. And then let me go, I'll look a little more. But let me go, I'd like to start with the middle question. Thank you. The question we wanted to know is, what that Tosfos answers. If you look at Taisus, at least we, I know we're skipping. I want to go back in order, but I'm just skipping. Taisus says in Diri Maskil Eda, Mishani, the last four lines, the last three lines. Mishani Chavre Chavre is a Nishko Bema Chol Bena Oda. Have a Oda Greda. Zera is a cause of the Nacha Sharmu and came either in front of. Fear is Bardo, but Elof Aidashi do Asherba Benzin. So why would we say that Rashi does not hold the Xeris that Kosin and Tysus does? What would you people say? I think there's a gewaltig of thing here. I think it's almost mukhruch even, really in Tysus, but. But okay, we'll see. Okay, we had in this whole sugya of Hokei Usha, the giant mystery in this sugya is really in Taisus. Okay. Rashi, I don't know, but Taisus is a giant sugya. Is that Taisus in the bottom of Chaf Ches Amen Aleph? It says he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha, because Pashup Shat is we're learning out from Shor Amud that it's Huksik Natzlin, Huksik Shatzlin. So what's the Gemara's question? That you shouldn't be a Mu'in until the fourth time. So Taisa said that the Gemara in the Havamina thought that the Limud was a different Limud. That just like there, this is Mu'in by Chokhe, by Shura Mu'in, there's a transformation. Here also there's a transformation. Nafgay Rishas Mu'in, Rishas Lokech, Avagav Davi Milsa B'dal Taima. So the million dollar Shaila is what happens. That's the Gemara. Taisus tells us the Gemara is Havamina. And what happens when the Gemara answers the Kasha? Okay, Hasha. Also, Michi Nagak Shal Shigichas Havim Muin. So, Sparship Shot in a normal Chavetz Chaim Derech, we try and minimize the switch between the Havamina and Maskana. And if the Havamina, for whatever reason, felt that this is a superior pshat in Hokei Usha, that it's Milsa B'dal Taima, so we should try and learn the Maskana that way too, to minimize the switch. And the Pashtus, you could. Pashtus is no reason why you can't fit the Maskana. It's saying that it's that the transformation, just a transformation, occurs in the third time, not the fourth time. Now, the Maisa, Taisus in the next Taisus, and Tchav Chesam and Abeis, Taisus has a Kasha. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Enemehata Chazaka Sheni Maltaina should be good. And Taisus in the first Taretz goes with a Grace Arichus to say that since we're learning out of Cheskas Naklin, so we also say that Cheskas say you are the Mechila. So you see from Taiv, it's not like I just said. But the question is Taiv is only saying that Mikaya Chaimer Akusha, meaning Taiv in the Pashtus would have been, like I said, that the Gemara's Maskana is retaining the Havamina, that it's Milsa B'dal Taima. But now Taiv has got stuck in the next Taisus. And that's why Taiv spends like 10 lines explain what the limit is. There's this wall Arichas Haloshen. Teretz is because he's changing from the pastors. He's telling us that the Gemara switched. So that's one approach. If you say that, then the next Teretz of Taisus, Taisus gives two Teretzim in that Taisus. So the next Teretz goes back to the pastors. So that would mean that the two terutzim in Taisus, in Taisus Diri Masko Ella, first Diri Masko Ella, are Guva debating what's Pshan the Limit from Hokeusha. According to the first Tara, it's we're learning out Huxik Naklin, Huxik Shatrin. And according to the second Tara, we're learning out Milsa Belotaima. That would be the simple Pshan.
We couldn't keep that consistent. I'm just on that side. We couldn't keep that consistent that he needs, even in the Milsa B'taima or whatever, that even with a Svara, he's keeping the second way or the second Taina, that it's a weak Taina. I'm saying you have to go back to Milsa B'taima to go to the second Teret?
There's no reason to go back.
Once you're there, you're there.
No, not once you're there, I'm sorry. If Taivis is Kiddush, it depends what, how you learn Pshat and Taisus. What was Taivis Mechadish on Chot Ches Amana Abeis, the top Taivis in his Havamina, that he didn't know in his Havamina? So if his Kiddush is changing Pshat and Gemara's Maskana, so then the second Taivis, which doesn't need that Kiddush, so he would drop that. That's the Derech and Taisus. He only said a Kiddush because he answered a Kasha, and the second Taivis doesn't need it, so you wouldn't say it. On the other hand, if Taivis is held that way because that's time the truth, so then even the second Taivis would hold that way. So it depends really on how you understand the first Taivis of Taivis. Why did Taivis say this? Because he had to say it, and he's switching from his Havamino, or Taivis saying it because he's time holds of it. So on the one hand, there's conflicting mashmos. The fact that Taisus is mara so much in the first Taretz is mashma that that's his Kiddush. On the other hand, the fact that Taisus says we swim with a daik, Kivin, the Alfinin, is mashma that's not his Kiddush. Kivin is mashma that's not a Kiddush. So this was one of the, and I just, you know, we spent a while on this. We had other riots.
Thing is minimizing also to keep that consistent is minimizing in the Meneo Bay and that Taisus is minimizing that also because at least it's consistent in Taisus.
I don't agree with you. We don't say pumpak here. That's not if Taisus is mechanic something because the hechruch, then once the hechruch goes away, then you drop it. That's axiom. Axiom number one. If you only said something because of Kiddush, you don't keep it after if you don't need it anymore. You only said it because I was forced into it. So once you're not forced into it, you don't say it. Anyway, so what basically comes out, and I want to get back to our sugya, is one of the giant unknowns in this sugya is what is Pshat in Hokei Usha at this point in the Maskar in the Gemara. Is Hokei Usha learning out of logic that three times is Huxik Naklin, so also it's a Raya. So just like it's a Raya that you're a Naklin, it's likewise a Raya that you're a Shatkin. Or is it a Milsa Benotaiba? Three times makes a transformation by Shuramuit. Maybe there's a logic there, but it's irrelevant. And we say that just like over there's a transformation, here there's a transformation, even though there is no logic.
Because we have to know.
What?
Does Taisus have to know? Maybe he says, I don't know myself. I don't know. Okay. I play both sides.
Okay, that's another possibility, maybe. Fine. So this is what we said. This is the very major shaila. So the chayra from our Taisus here, we can be pashay the shaila. Why can we appreciate the Shaita from this Taisus?
Is it Xerxes Kassel?
I'm waiting, letting you people think a little bit. Maybe while you think, I'm losing my voice. I'm just going to get a cup of water. Okay, I'm sorry. A little hoarse today. So what do you people say?
Can we say that if it's a milsa b'daitaima,
yeah,
then you can't give Rashi's chiluk. If it's a milsa b'daitaima, so we'll apply this also b'daitaima. So that's why Tosos has to come, 1 second, that's why Tosos has to come and say that it's a gezeiras hakasav, or I'm saying it just the opposite. I'm not sure. Not sure which direction.
Yeah, okay. So I was saying just the opposite. That if it's a milsa b'daitaima, milsa b'daitaima, Gupa is saying that even though Shura Muad they need three times, it's not a milsa b'daitaima. Taiva's never said that Shura Muad is a milsa b'daitaima. Shura Muad is logical. The yet three negichas tells us that the animals are nachlin. The limud from Shura Muad to Cheskas Kimoshanim is Milsa B'lal Taima, which means that we take something which we see by Shura Muad, which has a logical explanation, and we carry it over, that we say, listen, the Torah gives it the same din by Cheskas Kimoshanim. There's some kind of hekesh that you're allowed to carry over, even though the reason doesn't apply. But the two dinim have to be similar in structure. So if that's the case, so it makes absolutely no difference if it's Xeris HaKasav. Like here, according to Milsa B'daitaima, Shura Muad is also Xeris HaKasav. There's no logic why Shura, I'm not more Muad, Cheskas Kimoshanim. Why is Cheskas Kimoshanim that changes the Marikama? It's Milsa B'daitaima. Milsa B'daitaima is another way of saying Xeris HaKasav. So the whole limud is that we carry over, we make exeris akasav. So if anything, it's easier to make exeris akasav from exeris akasav. it's worse. You're taking something which is not exeris akasav, and you're carrying it over to exeris akasav, making exeris akasav out of it. You know, if it was exeris akasav by Shura Muad, it would be easier. You have the Xeris HaKasav there. We carry over the Xeris HaKasav here. I don't know. But so the whole Milsa B'daitaima, if you're learning that it's Huxik Natkin and Huxik Shatkin, then what you're basically saying is that this is not a real drasha. Not a drasha. It's a Gidoy. The Torah has Megana to us a certain Yashris. And we take the Yashris and we run with it. The Torah, we don't know what's the proof. When something happens, do we assume it's a proof? Or do we say that, listen, it's a fluke. It's not a proof. So Huxik Natchin says that the Torah tells you that when three weak proofs happen, don't say it's a coincidence, but assume that there's a pattern. Oh, so the Torah is telling you a yashris. You know the Torah is telling yashris? Three strikes and you're out. That's where they got it from. Where did they get it from in baseball? Three strikes and you're out. They got it from Shura Muad. The Torah tells you a yashris that if something happens three times, we assume it's not a coincidence. So we're learning out a yashris. So then if it's exeris akosav, you can't learn out because we're not making a drasha. The Torah is a giloy of a yashris. So if you learn the first teretz of Taisis, so then the gezeiras hakasav makes lots of sense. We're only borrowing yashris, and we're taking the yashris that we see by Shura Muad, and we're applying it to Cheskas Kimoshanim. But according to the second teretz, it's a milsa b'daitaima. We're not taking the yashris, we're taking the din. So who cares if it's a milsa b'daitaima? I mean, who cares if it's exeris hakasav? I think that's mukhrach. I happen to think that's a mukhrach dikasvara. That if you were learning milsa b'daitaima, it would make absolutely no sense that it's exeris hakasav. Which means a gevaldik thing. It means that this question, which I, and he said the whole sugya that I, we've been learning, and we, that was ambiguous and unclear whether the maskana is sticking with Milsa B'Lel Taima or dropping Milsa B'Lel Taima. So from this Taisis, we see that Taisis is holding that the maskana dropped it, which means it wasn't, that wasn't the Chiddush of the first Taretz. Even the second Taretz also holds that they dropped it. Because if they, if they, if you're still retaining Milsa B'Lel Taima, then you could never say Xeris HaKosev. I don't think so. You know, I think that sounds to me right, that Xeris HaKosev would not make sense if the drush is Milsa B'Lel Taima. So if you take that one step further, then you could say, if you wanted to, and this is not necessarily Mokrop, but this is very logical, that Rashi, who doesn't want to say Xeris HaKosev, so Rashi is saying that no, it's not Milsa B'Lel Taima. Rashi maybe is learning Milsa B'Lel Taima, the basic drasha. And therefore, he says the fact that it's Xeris HaKosev, so what? You have to take whatever we find there, we find over here. So therefore, now it comes along Rashi and says that it's Chavra the Chavra is, right? And over there, there's a din that you have to be made the fun of, so he should defend himself. So you're asking, why don't we do that with Milsa B'Lel Taima also? If Rashi is Milsa B'Lel Taima, so if there's a Milsa B'Lel Taima,
so what? Swara.
What? Again, what'd you say?
It sounds funny. It's a Milsa B'Lel Taima with a Swara.
No, I'm saying, you see, B'Shad is. And over there, the Torah says you have to do a befanav because you have to warn him. I mean, here, there's no reason to do a befanav because he doesn't need to defend himself. You say, well, why don't you make a hekesh? Whatever the din is over there, the din is over here. There it has to be Bafanov. And here is Bafanov. There it has to be Bafanov. And here the Macha also has to be Bafanov. There it has to be Bafanov. So make a Milsa B'Lel Taima. There it has to be Bafanov. And here, Milsa B'Lel Taima also has to be Bafanov. There it has to be Bafanov. In other words, there it has to be Bafanov. But there's a reason. And here, in other words, there's no reason, but the Torah says that's being fun of too. Just like you're doing that by Cheskes Kemoshanim. By Cheskes Kemoshanim, you're saying there three times makes a transformation. There's a reason. And here, Milsa B'Lel Taima, it also makes a transformation. So why don't we say, there, you need Bafanov. Granted, there's a reason. But here, Milsa B'Lel Taima, you also need Bafanov.
Does Milsa B'Lel Taima mean there's no reason to discuss any logic at all?
I don't know. Milsa B'Lel Taima means that there's no logic to it.
I thought Rebbe said a few weeks ago, the idea of Milsa B'Lel Taima is not in Shor HaMuad, but in the application of it to Cheskes Kemoshanim, because there has to be some sense and some semblance of when does a Chazaka kick in. So we reached out to a case where we see a transformation and borrow that. But I think that by definition, that means there's a certain point of illogic well, even that gets thrown away. He's trying to learn out from somewhere, a milsa b'laitaima, but it has to have some kind of shaykh, some kind of connection, but it's very clear what the reason is by the source, and that reason doesn't apply over here, then that even violates the rules even within milsa b'laitaima.
Okay, maybe. I mean, we did say that. That's true. I just don't know. In other words, that even milsa b'laitaima has to have. So would you say the same thing if it be a gzeiras hakasav?
Meaning within Taisvis, who's...
In Taisvis. Because I don't know if you would say that, because according to the... Milsa below timer.
Gzeiras HaKosov wouldn't be enough, because Gzeiras HaKosov could still be within, in Rashi's world, could still be within certain principles of Svar. So it may not be an intuitive application, but we still apply it also Milsa B'laitaima. Calling the first one Gzeiras HaKosov might not be good enough. But if I could tell you exactly why the first one makes sense, why Sharmud makes sense, which does not apply at all to Chesed Gimel Shanim, so then I know you're looking for a place to learn out when Chazaka kicks in, but I'm very sorry. You're looking in a place where Gzeiras HaKosov is better. Hey, you're looking in a place where there is a logic, and logic doesn't apply to Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So you have to keep looking. It was Gzeiras HaKosov, then you could say that I could apply it over here. But if you have a logic for Karek, even if it's Milsa B'laitaima, at a certain point that gets cut off.
In other words, you're sort of saying Gzeiras HaKosov means there's obviously a reason. We just don't know what the reason is. So okay, so you're allowed. If you're allowed to do milsa b'laitaima, so you're allowed to say, listen, we can carry over gzeiras hakosav here, gzeiras hakosav there. You know, but we don't understand it. Okay, anyway, it's milsa b'laitaima. We're creating, at the end of the day. At the end of the day, we admit it's a milsa b'laitaima. So if at the end of the day, we admit it's a milsa b'laitaima, so what's so terrible to learn from a different milsa b'laitaima? In other words, milsa b'laitaima means it's exeris hakosav. There's no real logic. So you're going to go ahead and we say, well, there's exeris hakosav. So what does exeris hakosav mean? There's a gaza means that we don't understand the logic. So great. So you're learning out one milsa b'laitaima from another milsa b'laitaima. It's much a minus mina. But in Rashi, that there's a logic, so that doesn't necessarily mean if their logic tells you they're different. So I don't know if you can learn out a milsa b'laitaima. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. Because the logic, they first has to be similar somewhat that you can learn out the milsa b'laitaima. But if the logic says they're completely different, then you can't learn out milsa b'laitaima. In other words, it's just like we're not learning out from Shor HaMu'ed from the ha'ada to chazaka. We're not saying if Shor HaMu'ed ha'ada three times. Has to be the other has to be befana, so the chazaka has to be befana, because they're not similar. The other, the chazaka, and the other are not similar things. So even in your milsa b'laitaima, at least you have to have two things that are similar to each other. There have to be some similarity that you can make your milsa b'laitaima. That's why no one ever asked the kasha, learn out. That just like the Ha'ada has to be befana, the Chazaka has to be befana, because the Chazaka is not similar to the Ha'ada. So once Rashi comes along with his Svara, so even the Macha and the Ha'ada are not similar. They're coming to do different things. One's to give you a chance to defend yourself, and one is to be mechayev you. You know, so they're not coming they're not similar. So maybe you don't learn out. That does sound a little bit not so terrible. That in Rashi, the fact that we have a Sar and a Chanek makes them totally different things. You can't learn out one from the other. We don't learn out things that aren't, they have to be, they don't have to be the same logic, but they have to be the same, you know, the same thing. Here we're giving you a warning to watch your animal, and here we're giving you a warning to watch your star. No, Rashi's saying, you're not giving me the warning to watch my animal. You're giving me a warning to give me a chance to defend myself. You know, the warning is not to tell me, the reason why you're doing it befun of is not to warn me, watch your star, watch your animal. If we wanted to tell you, watch your animal, we could have done that shalom befun of. The whole thing of befun of is to tell you, you know, you have an opportunity to defend yourself. So it's not the same thing as by Muxik, we're giving you a warning to watch your star. That's nothing to do with by Ada, where we're giving you a warning, where we're being made in front of you so you can defend yourself. Anyway, maybe there's something there to it. But it needs a little more thought. Anyway, but what would happen with this? If this would be right, let's just continue the thought, and then we'll think about it some more. Then it could be that Rashi is beautiful, because it comes out like this. We're saying that Taisus learned the Gemara's answer by saying that the Gemara is not working with Milsa B'Lel Taima. Now, when did the Gemara drop Milsa B'Lel Taima? So in the top Taisus, Taisus says the Gemara dropped it when the Gemara gave the answer of three times. But it's not necessary. It could be the Gemara dropped it, you know, anywhere. You know, it's not just, the Gemara doesn't say over there it dropped it. It just, since the answer only makes sense if you drop it, so obviously the Gemara dropped it. So you could theoretically say that the Gemara is dropping it here. In other words, Rashi looked at the Gemara, and Rashi, let's say, understood that the limud from Shor HaMoed is Milsa B'Lel Taima. Let's say, for argument's sake. Then Rashi says, now that gets to the Gemara's answer, that over there, and over here, there's a Sfar HaChavra, the Chavra Chisle. Rashi pulls his beard, right? And Rashi says, wait a second, if you're learning Milsa B'Lel Taima, so who cares that over there it's Xeris HaKasev? So that's perfect. Learn out from Xeris HaKasev that's gorgeous. That's even better. So here the Gemara's answer is Xeris HaKasev. That's what Taisus, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. Hasam hu b'bayiv tziv, which sounds like Taisus is Xeris HaKasev. But Xeris HaKasev doesn't make sense if you say Milsa B'Lel Taima. So maybe the way you would defend Taisus's shot in Rashi is to say that the Gemara at this stage is dropping Milsa B'Lel Taima. So that's Gupa, part of the Gemara's answer. Part of the Gemara's answer is you have Ruam Shat in the Lima and of Cheskes Kimusha of Hokayusha. You thought that it's Milsa B'Lel Taima. No, it's wrong. Right? That's what Taisus has to say also, that maybe he's saying at an earlier stage in the Gemara. So Rashi, La Fuke, that is very clear. Rashi says, Nihi de Gamina Mishosha Mishosh Munigichas. In other words, we're still sticking. Rashi in the answer is telling you, I'm still sticking with the Havamina. It's very nice. That's good for what he's saying. That just like it's Mafki Mechazaka, that sounds like Milsa Mafki Mechazaka, Naf Mechazaka, sounds like Tavis is Milsa B'Lel Taima. So he's saying, I grant, I'm not dropping that. Don't think don't come along because you want to learn the Gemara's answer like Tosfos. And you're going to say that the Gemara's answer is that we're dropping Milsa Belataima. Because that would be the simple way of doing it. The simple, so Rashi reads the Gemara. The simple explanation of the Gemara is Zeres HaKosev. Zeres HaKosev only makes sense if it's not Milsa Belataima. So that means that the Gemara at this point is dropping the Svara Milsa Belataima, which is something which Taisa says, according to Taisa, somewhere, I don't know, either here or previously, the Gemara in the Teretz dropped Milsa Belataima. The Hamina held the Milsa Belataima, but somewhere or another they dropped it. So you could say they're dropping it right here. So Rashi says, no. And how are we learning? That we're learning exactly like we said before with Milsa Belataima. Nonetheless, it's still not Daima.
Even if you were to prove, even if someone could prove that Tysus dropped it earlier somehow from Mineba and Tysus, this could still be Rashi defending a half minute to drop it now.
Right, that's what I am saying that. In other words, you see from Tysus that you're allowed to say the Gemara dropped it, even though the Gemara doesn't say explicitly. Now, where did the Gemara drop it? Could be the previous Tarets, but the Gemara didn't say it explicitly in the previous Tarets either. So Tavis is saying that you're allowed to say, you see from Tysus structurally, that it's mutter to say that we dropped Milsa Belataima, even though the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that they're dropping it. According to simple Chabetz Chaim, you say this, if the Hamina held the Milsa Belataima and the Gemara doesn't say they're dropping it, we should assume they're not dropping it. But you see from Tysus that no, that you're allowed to say that the Gemara dropped it. So Rashi is very beautiful. So Rashi looks at the Gemara here. He knows that the simple pshat of the Gemara here is like Tysus. Tysus just walks in and says, this is a simple pshat. That's a mashmos of the Gemara. Hasan v'hubah b'ayilav tziv. That is a milsa gzeres hakosev. Gzeres hakosev doesn't work in milsa b'al taima because milsa b'al taima is also gzeres hakosev. So of course, if you want to learn out Exeris Akasav, there's nothing wrong with learning out Exeris Akasav from Exeris Akasav. It's almost better. It's better to learn Exeris Akasav from Exeris Akasav than Exeris Akasav from a non-Exeris Akasav. If the limud ends up Exeris Akasav, so it's better to learn it out from Exeris Akasav because then it's you're carrying over the same thing. It's worse if it's not Exeris Akasav. So in the Milsa Belataima of Pshat, Zeres HaKosev is not a chisaron, it's a maila. So Rashi therefore had a havamina that you have to say that the Gemara is dropping Milsa Belataima. Where? Maybe right here. Says Rashi, no, I have to tell you, Nihi, and granted, I'm not changing anything. I'm still sticking to what we said before. Garminin, Shoshanim, and I'll explain it to you. There's a Mafki Mechazaka, which is Milsa Belataima. Hachinami Mafki Mechazaka. Mafki Mechazaka, it's not Huxik Shatrin, it's Mafki Mechazaka. Those are the words that Tavis used to explain Milsa Belataima. So Rashi is going out of his way to say that we're still sticking with Milsa Belataima.
The words Nafki Mechazaka is not the Milsa Belataima. That Tosfos use those words in the first pshat. In the second pshat, he uses, you know, Moitzi Mirishus. And Rashi himself also used it above, you know.
But Tosfos in the first Teretz did not say Nafki Mechazaka.
No, I'm talking about Tosfos Anamud Aleph. And Rashi himself also above, he says, Mafkil Rishus Meicher. The Amris Shalosh Shani Mafkil Rishus Meicher.
That's what he meant there too.
Sorry?
Maybe that's what Rashi meant also there. He meant milsa b'lo taima.
Right, so he's using a different words. He's using motzim rishus merishus meicher. He's not using motzim mechazaka. Motzim chazaka was more the logical pshat, not the milsa b'lo taima.
How do you know motzim chazaka is more the logical pshat?
Because Tosos and Amud Aleph, you know, he says when he uses puchzak, that means that we're moitzi for one chazaka, and now you're the muchzak.
Which chayitis are you quoting?
And Amud Aleph on the bottom when he's asking his question. Mahasam puchzak na'akhan over here also, puchzak shaskan.
Okay, so puchzak is not machkes, it's something else. Puchzak means that it's a very puchzak na'akhan and puchzak shaskan. But here he's just saying, without that, he doesn't say huksik shatrin. It says moitzei mechazaka.
That's like the lashon of nofak lei mechatzi nezik lenozik shalim. That's the most of the time.
Here he's saying, mafki mechazaka. Does not mean the same as huksik shatrin. Mafki mechazaka. There's no chazaka that he's a talker, right? There's no in the sort of huksik shatrin. It wasn't that before he had the chazaka, he had a chazaka one way, and now we're changing. He's huksik shatrin, right? There's no mafki. There's no mafki mechazaka and huksik shatrin. Mafkim echazaka sounds very much I do think mafkim echazaka sounds very much like it's a chain. It's taking away your marikama, like Rashi himself said before. And I think, and I agree with you. Rashi before seemed to say that, and
he uses a different lashon.
Okay, so Rashi's allowed to change his word. You know, he uses. But if anything, till I came along, everyone assumed that it's the same shot. No one ever thought that Rashi's switching. Rashi before said, Mavkin Mecheskes Marikama. Right? And the Pashas, no one's assuming Rashi's switching. And it's surely not Mashra that Rashi's switching now. So he's saying that he's Mashra, it's the same. So he's just using a shorter Lushan to say the same thing he said before. And if above, when he said, Mavkin Mecheskes Marikama, he sounds like he was saying milsa b'lo taima, so we should assume he means that too now too.
Why, if Rashi, Rebbe's learning that Rashi held milsa b'lo taima, right? In the at least in the kasha, when the Gemara was asking the kasha, Rashi was holding on to milsa b'lo taima at that point.
Yes.
So why is Rashi bringing in just altogether kasha? Doesn't make too much. I mean, doesn't answer the kasha, because why is he bringing in that he should watch a star, not watch a star, and all the svaras, and why does he care about all the svaras?
Rashi's bothered by Akasha. Then why did the Gemara make the comparison to the Milsa b'lo taima to the Macha, not to the Chazaka? That was Rashi's Kasha.
But the Gemara shouldn't be asking in that way altogether. Because the Gemara has a Milsa b'lo taima, and the Gemara should not be bothered altogether. At the end of the day, it's a milsa b'lo taima. What's the Gemara's kasha altogether?
So what Dov said, and I think he said nicely, is that even within a milsa b'lo taima, but you have to compare it to two things. Milsa b'lo taima is we find two things that are similar, and he's in the chitzonius, and we say that they both have similar halachas. But we don't take things that have nothing to do. We don't say milsa b'lo taima that if pig is not kosher, so then milsa b'lo taima that a mink coat is not kosher. They have nothing to do with each other. They're not similar. You don't make a dimyon. Where do you compare the two? It's only because machon and ha'ada are at least in the chitzonius and in what they are, they're similar. So then you can learn out a milsa b'lo taima. That's what Rashi is saying. So when it came to the chazaka is not similar to the ha'ada. So therefore you don't learn out one from the other. But when in the macha, it's similar. So therefore it's similar.
So, and let's say it was, and if it wasn't similar, we can't say milsa b'lo taima?
No. That's what he's saying. That's very good. The Milsa Taima, as it is, it's a pretty radical. So we're saying that you only do a Milsa Taima to two things that are basically cousins. They're twins. They're so there's a thing that you have two things that are twins. So they get a applies to your twin brother, even though logically it shouldn't seem to apply, but we're not splitting between twins. But if they're not twins and there's no, you don't go ahead and you're gonna make this to anything. You're gonna fly from one place to another anywhere in Shas, you know.
The Gemara's Teretz didn't have the problem. The Gemara's Teretz is still holding, but the Gemara's Teretz is still, we can still have Milsabot Taima and yet they're different. That's an Ahi, right?
Ahi. Now we're learning out Milsa B'lo Taima as far as the Gimel Shanim, not the Machlo Shalom B'fanav.
It means that we don't have a problem. It's a philosophy. Can we have a Milsa B'lo Taima even though Machlo and Adar are not the same?
Because we're making the Milsa B'lo Taima not a Gabi the Machlo. The Gabi Cheskas Gimel Shanim. There's two totally different topics here.
Why the Gemara know in the Havamina that the Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Let the Gemara in the Havamina know Cheskas Gimel Shanim is the Milsa B'lo Taima and Mechaz no Shaiches. Because now it's philosophy.
The Gemara is very beautiful. You went ahead and made a Milsa B'lo Taima. You say, here there's a, you're changing away from your halachic status, and here you take away the halachic status. So they're in the chitzonius, they're exactly the same. Therefore, they get the same din. If you take away the halachic status by shor muad with three times, then you take away the halachic status by shor by karka three times. Fine. Back to Gemara, I have something else which is similar in the chitzonius, ha'ada and macha. So we should say, just like this has to be Bafana, this has to be Bafana.
So why should that affect the Rashi?
They're not similar. What?
Why should that affect make of a difference of a difference? If I'm learning Milsa B'lo Taima L'gabi Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the Gemara in the Havamina says that somehow the Mecha not lining up with the Ada, right, is going to mess up the Chazaka portion also. Right,
no,
because the Milsa B'lo Taima Chazaka, always stays in the Havamin as well.
He doesn't change. He is saying no change.
He's saying that just like not messing anything up, just like you made a Milsa B'lo Taima to learn Cheskas Gemoshanim from three Hadas, so you should make a different Milsa B'lo Taima to learn Macha Shalom B'fanav is no Ha'ad Macha. She's like, Ha'adah Shalom B'fanav is not a Ha'adah. So that was the Gemara's Kasha.
Is that a Kasha in Holchi Usha? Is that a Kasha that says Holchi Usha is totally?
Holchi Usha.
If Holchi Usha is totally cannot learn anymore
most of all time. It's a simon. It's not that they can't. It's a Raya that's not hashgafically correct. If hashgafically is correct that that you could do what you're doing, then you should have done this too. And if you didn't do that, then obviously this is not the right hashgafa. Hochi Usha made up a hashgafa. We don't know if their hashgafa is right. We have no Mishnah that says you're allowed to do this. Hochi Usha went ahead and said you're allowed to make a new kind of drasha, a Milsa B'lo Taima from Shor HaMoed. So the Gemara is asking if you, Hochi Usha, are correct, that you're allowed to make this kind of drasha. So then you should have made another drasha similar. And for the Gemara, because that drasha is not similar. Okay.
But it sounds like structurally, Rebbe, just like to distill the trick, so to speak, that Rebbe did over here. Sounds like we had a question last night. Rashi is very wordy. So step number one, it sounds like, is when you have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and Rashi is very wordy, pay attention. Maybe Rashi is talking to Tosfos. And here it's even better, because since Tosfos entails a certain change somewhere in the assembly line, so the Nehi is a perfect way to saying, don't make that change.
You're right. I think so. It sounds good. I don't know if it's right. can't swear that it's Amos, but it sounds very nice. That Rashi, Tosfos is learning. I think the part that Tosfos has to be dropping the at some stage, the Milsa B'Lotayim, it sounds mukroch, because if you're learning Milsa B'Lotayim, it's like Xeris HaKosev. So there's nothing wrong with learning Xeris HaKosev from Xeris HaKosev. Anything is a minor. So Tosfos obviously is dropping it. Where? Okay, we don't know where. Could be earlier, could be here. So Rashi is going out of his way and saying, hey, that there's no dropping. We are exactly as we were before. Where we're not, and I would claim that I would say even better, you know, with relates to Sandy, that I sent you that sefer, I forgot the name of him, Hachma, what was the name of that sefer? I forgot the name.
Chaim Shlomo?
Yes. So he points out a very fascinating thing that on the pshat that Tosfos is learning that it's logical, it's really not, it's only logical on one point, meaning we learn out from Shorah Mu'ed that three times is a raya, to which we say that three times a unit protest is a raya. But the fact that unit protest three times is a raya, he insists that raya cannot be maisi mamon necessarily, because you're fighting here a marikama by Shorah Mu'ed. You're not fighting any marikama by Shorah Mu'ed. Any old raya is good enough. By Cheskas Gemoshanim, you need a super raya, because that's why he says, and I don't know if I would agree with him, but he says that by Shorah Mu'ed you have to work through Taina Chashuva. By Cheskas Gemoshanim, you're working with Taina Chashuva. By Shorah Mu'ed you're not using Taina Chashuva. So he's Gupa saying that it's not even the same. It all we're proving is the first step, that three times is a raya, but you can't prove that raya can be mighty from a marikama. You don't see by Shorah Mu'ed that this raya can be mighty from a marikama, because Shorah Mu'ed doesn't have a marikama. Shorah Mu'ed is like yuksuk, that you say the food is not kosher, and then if you're over, you get malchus. But all we're saying is the animals are not good. We're not being mighty mamon. That's why in his system, you know, he says, you know, to be mighty mamon, you need a taina, and there's no taina by Shorah Mu'ed. So Rashi, who says, going back to Rashi, he says, Tihechi de mafki hani mechazaka, hoki nami mafki mechazaka. If you're learning the logical prashat, that's totally wrong. It's not that here it's mighty from chazaka, there it's mighty from chazaka. There it's not mighty from by the Shorah Mu'ed, it's not mighty from a marikama. It changed the status, but there's not a marikama. But how do you know that you can be mighty, that this raya can be mighty from a marikama? You can't learn that out. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't, you can't learn that out from, if you're learning logical, there's no logical limud. You can't say, right, because the two different chazakas, I mean, it's the same word chazaka, but it's not the same chazaka. One's a chazaka of a marikama, and one's just a status quo, that you're not an aklin, which is not a marikama, which is a much weaker chazaka. So it would make sense, according to him also, that with Rashi, when he says, if here you might say from chazaka, here you might say from chazaka, that also only makes sense, that statement, if you're learning Milsa B'Lotayim. Otherwise, what are you comparing? Are you comparing apples to oranges? This chazaka is a marikama, and you can't be mighty with a raya, and this chazaka is not a marikama, and you could be mighty with a raya. So so I would claim that Rashi is my gufa. He's saying to the he in itself means I'm not changing, and then he speaks out the mafke, which by definition is not a logical statement, because it's two different chazakas. One chazaka has nothing to do with the other. And why should three times, you know, so they're just a milsa b'lo taima. And Rashi's going out of his way, like he said before, maskinei mecheskes marikama, which was definitely mashma milsa b'lo taima, like you said, and it's a good point. So Rashi's learning milsa b'lo taima, and he's consistent, and he's sticking with it. So he's telling you, don't think that we dropped it, because in order to learn like Tysis, you'll have to drop it.
Rashi, this Rashi say that as far as punfakir, that you need that the gezeirus kasuv because it's much more machmer to mechayiv him the mamay by sharmud. It's much more machmer the other way. Rashi here says it's much more machmer. That's why he says behuva b'bayla, because he has to defend himself in the money. It's much more harder. Rashi, Rebbe just said as far as
the Torah gave him a right to defend. The Torah wanted that he should have an opportunity to defend himself.
It's harder to get money out of it. I'm saying, when it comes to mighty mamon, it's a bigger deal. That's what the Torah said. That I'm just saying,
Rashi saying a rule. It just that's pshat in the pasuk. The Torah. Why did the Torah require b'fanav? There's a darshvara of chavre the chavre. They say the Torah says it's exeris akasev. So Rashi says it's because the Torah wanted to give the guy a chance to defend himself. Okay.
Now lose his field. I'm just saying. It sounds like being Waitzi Mamad is much bigger than losing his field. Exactly. Either way, he's going to lose money. Either way, he's losing money, right? Either way, he's losing money. He can lose his field.
Here, there's no Indian defending yourself. There's an Indian. They're coming to court. You should defend yourself. The guy here, the macha is not even in Bezdin. There's no defending yourself with the when by the ha'adah by Shor Mu'ed, you bring Edus to Bezdin. So you can go ahead and you can go to Bezdin and to have Bezdin, and you defend yourself in Bezdin. Here, the machoz, the guy gets up in the middle of the street, starts screaming at you and says, you're a ganav. There's no defending yourself. There's no court. There's no Bezdin. There's no nothing. Okay, anyway, let me go. I'd like to really do this study this inside. We didn't do it inside. I'm just cheating. So maybe we should look at it inside, and maybe we should also look at the shita that Shmuel showed us. The rad derim emeata. It does look interesting. So we should look at that rad. Okay. All right, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.